quick week. Looking for a good practice today. Yesterday was real quick. Players came in at 10. Today's a full day, and try to get into our battle rhythm for a Saturday game.
You guys had three starters in the Pro Bowl along that offensive line. It must be an acknowledgement of what they're doing. What have they meant to this offense as a whole?
Well, the O-line is the engine to our vehicle, so they've meant everything. I think all of our skill guys realized they couldn't make one play without the O-line getting it started and also finishing it, you know, late in the down. So they've done a terrific job. We've had to mix and match at times due to injuries like every other team in the universe, and they've done a nice job of continuing to work together.
Cleo mentioned that by the time they come in on Wednesday, Rodney and Derek have gone through the game plan several times. Talk about those two guys, how they work together and week to week the pilot attack.
Yeah, those two are a dynamic duo, Rodney and Derek. Like having two quarterbacks on the field. They identify the defense, make the calls, work with one another. They both have veto power over anything that we send out there to the field. And they just a tremendous combination between center and QB. Yeah, if centers in most systems, you know, have a lot of responsibility. We've been able to grow our system each and every week, and now that we're into it, into the second year, it's become evident that we can put a lot on Rodney's plate.
You guys have been really good in the red zone over the year. The last couple of weeks, there's been pickups. Anything you can point to that's led to those?
Oh, a number of factors. We're ready to get back on track, though, that's for sure. We want to come away with touchdowns when we get down there. It's tough enough to get down there. We want to finish the right way. So we're working hard on that. Count on being better moving forward. You know, you say uncharacteristic, but a couple uncharacteristic mistakes. But we don't want to just sweep them under the rug. We want to address them, get them fixed, and get back on track like you alluded to.
With you guys operating out of the shotgun and pistol in the last three games, basically, how do you feel like you guys have run out of those formations and numbers?
Yeah, we're doing you know, the best we can to put us in the best position to win. You know, since Derek hurt his finger, we're 3-1. We want to keep winning these games. You know, and one of the factors in winning these games is ball security. You know, that's a real vital issue. So, as we know, the pinky and the thumb are really your locking mechanisms to hold onto a football. And so, when you got a pinky or a thumb that's injured, you just got to be as smart as you can to secure that football, because that's important to the way that we win these games. You know, that relates to everybody, not just the Raiders.
Are defenses doing anything different to take Amari out of the game the last couple of weeks, or what have you seen when he has a new target?
Well, I think we've been running the ball more, which is good. And Amari's really been working. A couple plays were designed to go to Amari, and they happen to be completions to somebody else due to the coverage. So that's one thing we want to do each and every week is feature, you know, our premier guys and get him his touches. So we need to make up for lost ground there.
Jack acknowledged after the game there was a little bit of an issue to have to really run power deep in the red zone, out of the pistol, out of the shotgun. How limited are you guys really, without giving up any state secrets? When you get deep into the opponent's territory like that, when you can only go out of the most information?
Yeah, I think we went back and looked at the film. You know, we've done a nice job of blocking, both in the gun, pistol, under center, and you know, San Diego played better than we did there on those plays. We're going to keep doing what we think gives us our best position, you know, puts us in our best position to win. So we want to always ascertain how his finger is healing and make sure that that ball is going to be secured first and foremost. But he's a tough kid, as you know. He'll do anything. He's taking snaps before the game, under center, at practice. Run through a brick wall for us to come back like he did, you know, in the game 4 games ago when he got hurt. It has nothing to do with Derek's toughness. We're using our best judgment as we see fit.